from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
We're itching to talk college football. John, I know you can't wait. Countdown is on. If you woke up today, 73 days till week zero kickoff?
Week zero, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, some of us had to wait a little bit longer.
It's all right. We're excited to talk college football. And this fall, we're going to have college football playoff rankings. This is the first year of the 12-team playoff. And I could give you mine. John could give you his. Instead, we're going to go inside the brain of Greg Hargrave with Greg Palm.
Mm.
These will be updated throughout the season. I'm sure there will be debates aplenty. Greg is going to give us the inaugural, the pilot episode, where we stand before they even play the games, before we even get to that buzz in the fall.
Okay, so lots of changes in college football. Every year we have this. This year, however, more than others. Transfer portal, conference realignment, 12-team playoffs. So what
coaches.
I brought and coaches, as always we've had. What I set out to do in these rankings is look at where the teams were last year. What did they lose? What did they gain? What is returning? So looking at that, here's how we look at what I think are going to be the 12 teams in college football going into the season at least. We're going to start with number 12 counting up. Let's go with NC State out of the ACC.
Ooh.
Whoa. It was a 9-4 team last year. That's what they were returning. Also, the ACC Rookie of the Year in Casey Concepcion, 71 catches, 800 yards, 10 touchdowns receiving last year. Quarterback room was a mess last year. They brought in Grayson McCall from Coastal Carolina. That's going to be an influx of talent and stability at that position. That's going to be a big boon for them. What did they gain as well? No FSU, no Louisville, no Virginia Tech, no Miami on the schedule. So things can open up for NC State.
Yeah, it's interesting. Grayson McCall coming from Coastal Carolina. That's a sneaky hotbed of talent that gets developed and then moves on to a number of different places around college football.
Who's the end that Michigan got from them? Scott?
Josiah Stewart. Josiah Stewart.
Fourth down.
Number 11, familiar face here. We're going to go with Penn State. Now, what do they lose? Chop, Isaacs, both starting cornerbacks, Kalen King and Johnny Dixon. They had a thin wide receiver room last year. It got even thinner. So the weapons on the outside is going to be a problem. What did they gain? Julian Fleming, solid player from Ohio State. Mm-hmm. I'm sure they would love to take Ohio State's table scraps at wide receivers. He was a good one.
Mm-hmm.
Michigan will once again, they'll actually go an entire year without passing against Penn State because they're not playing Penn State.
Correct.
Michigan, Penn State, not playing. Penn State also avoids Oregon. So the only big boy they got is Ohio State on the schedule. Now, what's remaining? The good, the bad, and the question mark of what's returning. Drew Aller. Young player, was hindered a little bit by that lack of skilled player development last year. Can he take the next step? You got Nicholas Singleton and Catron Allen. Those are two NFL-level running backs that they've got in the backfield. However, your coach is still James Franklin.
Thank you for making that point.
I think Penn State is good enough to win games, just not the most important games.
Yep. So, in other words, could they take advantage of a favorable Big Ten schedule, sneak in as one of the final playoff teams this year? I do think a lot hinges on Aller. We've been hearing about how great he's going to be. Got to be if they're going to be in the playoff.
Number 10, the Utah Utes.
Ooh, like this one.
Me too.
Lost three starters on the offensive line, so they're going to have to replace them. Returning, Cam Rising.
Back from injury,
yes. 23 knee injury.
Yep.
sunk his 23 season, led them to back-to-back Rose Bowl appearances as the Pac-12 champion. Look, Utah's got the type of physical play that just wants to fight you.
Yep.
That's what their play style is. That's going to bode well for them. 8 starters on defense they return. What's the plus for them? Part of the plus is the new environment you're going into or that is changing around you. They're going into the Big 12. Guys, I forgot about this until last night.
Oh, no.
Big 12 power vacuum, a few teams coming in, but Oklahoma and Texas, talented teams, are out.
Yep.
There is an opportunity there for teams to kind of take over this mantle from those departures.
Yeah, who are they competing with? Oklahoma State? Kansas State? It's going to be interesting to see that conference develop and who rises to the top.
I like the formula. Coach, quarterback, defense. Obviously, offensive line, you want them to be more veteran, but that's a program that isn't resetting. They have been on that assembly line of reloading under Kyle Whittingham. I like that pick.
Number 9, the Block M. Missouri is number 9.
Nope, I know.
They lose Cody Schrager, 1,600-yard back, 14 touchdowns from a year ago. You may have heard Ennis Rakestraw got drafted by an NFL team. Who they are returning? Brady Cook was a solid quarterback for them. Luther Burden III, 86 catches, 1,200 yards, 9 touchdowns from a year ago. An 11-2 team that won the Cotton Bowl last year against Ohio State. And in the SEC, no divisions. It's going to come in key to another team that I think is very interesting later. No Georgia, no Texas, no Ole Miss.
Yeah, and I think Eli Drinkwitz, we kind of give James Franklin a hard time, and he's earned it. Eli Drinkwitz, I think, is one of the best college coaches, especially for what we've seen him do and build Missouri into what it currently is.
Number 8, the Black M. We're going Michigan at number 8. Look, we know what they lost. Harbaugh, Minter, Herbert, et al., J.J. McCarthy, basically their entire starting offensive line. The one thing that I think is getting missed and is going to be a really big question mark for them, safety position. Keon Sabb left for Alabama. The Rod Moore injury in spring is huge for them. What are they returning? All caps. Dudes.
Yep.
Colton Loveland.
First rounder.
Donovan Edwards. Will Johnson.
First rounder.
Mason Graham.
First
Kenneth
rounder.
Kenneth Grant.
Possible.
These
first
are
rounder.
Guys that are coming back. These are high level players that were young and were contributing on national championship caliber teams, and they are back now as the stalwarts of the team. What's the plus? Wink Martindale. Look, they lost Jesse Minter, and they used Jesse Minter to replace Mike McDonald. They're bringing in the guy that taught them at Baltimore.
The OG.
Exactly. Hey, guys, if you're going to lose Obi-Wan Kenobi, you might as well rehire Yoda. And that's what Michigan has done at the defensive coordinator position.
So the obvious concern in terms of offensive production returning, they rank 132nd of 134 teams. Quarterback question.
Yep.
Offensive line question. Receiver question. Can they just defense run the ball to a 9-3 playoff spot? Yes. 8 feels a little high, though.
All right. Number 7, Notre Dame. Lost Sam Harden. That's okay. They go back to the ACC, get another quarterback, Riley Leonard out of Duke. Bit of a yawn. We've seen this before with Sam Hartman last year. They lost both offensive tackles. That is huge. The return, the defense, Howard Cross III, Riley Mills on the defensive line, Benjamin Morrison in the defensive backfield. We saw that game he had against Ohio State last year, and Xavier Watts also at safety. The plus for them, they have an absolutely cake schedule. 3 true ats on the schedule. It's A&M, Purdue, and USC. What's their biggest roadblock? FSU at home is maybe their biggest challenge, but that's at home. Man, and A&M could be tricky first game of the season on the road. But other than that, guys, I foresee a season where Notre Dame could easily go 12-0.
Notre Dame will be in the playoff. That doesn't mean they're going to be a good team.
Well, we know that they won't be a top 4. They can't be.
Correct.
And I'm curious because you said, Florida State is might be their biggest roadblock. We've yet to hear Florida State. I don't know that we will if we haven't yet.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. and thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at MyBob's.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
We got to pick up the pace. We got number six, Greg.
All right, number six, Alabama. What'd they lose? Obviously, Nick Saban, greatest college coach of all time. Isaiah Bond is a big threat on the outside that transferred to Texas. Caleb Downs is in Ohio State. They return Jalen Milroe, one of the favorites to win the Heisman Trophy. What do they add? DeBoer. Look, if you're going to replace Nick Saban, you might as well get it with a guy who's won everywhere. He has done that. And this hurts, and I hate it. Keon Sabb. It makes Caleb Downs a wash, in my opinion. We saw Keon Sabb make big plays in Michigan. This hurts me that he's in Alabama.
Yep. I agree.
Number five. Most interesting team on these rankings, I think, Mississippi, the Rebels. They lost Quinshon Judkins, back-to-back 1,000-yard performer in the running game, and 15-plus touchdowns the last 2 years. He's gone to Ohio State. They returned Jackson Dart, their quarterback. They are an 11-2 team, lost only to Alabama, Georgia, and they took care of Penn State in the Peach Bowl. The advantage for them, no SEC divisions. So there's no roadblock in them where if you lose to Alabama, you got to find a way to be two games better than them to even win their division, then to get to Atlanta. There's detours to Atlanta for a talented team like Ole Miss. Number four, Texas. The losses, both starting wide receivers, both defensive tackles. Those are huge. The return, Quinn Ewers. You have a quarterback, you're already up ahead in the game. They did get a lot of wide receivers in the transfer portal, most notably Isaiah Bond from Alabama. They're joining the SEC, but it's a relatively soft schedule. Mississippi State, Vandy, Arkansas, Florida, Kentucky. Those aren't intimidating SEC schools for them.
Nope.
All right, number three. We're going Oregon. Lost Bo Nix, but replace him with Dillon Gabriel out of Oklahoma and Dante Moore from UCLA. So there's another guy in the pipeline or another guy that they can go to if Gabriel is maybe underperforms. The style of play. It's a style of play that's going to fit the Big Ten. It's a blend of the power, the physicality, and the speed at the skill positions. They will do fine in the Big Ten. I'm not worried about them joining a new conference. Dan Lanning. Hey, 22-5 in his first 2 years there. We've seen promise from him. And coming from Georgia, the successful
program. And a lot of talent and speed at wide receiver.
Yep. Exactly. Number two, I've got Ohio State here. The big loss for them, Marvin Harrison Jr. We mentioned Julius Fleming going to Penn State. They return Travion Henderson and Emeka Abuka, who's been a solid wide receiver for them, was really good, especially in that game at Notre Dame last year. The plus, they added more than anybody in the country. Chip Kelly, an offensive coordinator. Caleb Downs, the aforementioned safety from Alabama. Quinshon Judkins, he went from Mississippi to Ohio State. 23, 1,100 yards, 15 touchdowns. 2022, 1,500 yards, 16 touchdowns. Pair him with Travion Henderson. That's going to be a deadly combination in the backfield. And Will Howard, 2,600 yards, throwing 24 touchdowns, 10 interceptions. We're going to see if he is... How much of a problem Kyle McCord was as much as fans say they were.
And Will Howard, almost a cast-off from Kansas State and you know, fails up to Ohio State. We'll see what he is.
And the number one team, the Georgia Bulldogs.
Mm-hmm.
What did they lose? Hey, Brock Bowers. There's no easily replacing him. An offensive weapon that we don't see often in this game, especially from the tight end position. What's returning? Simply put, the machine. They've lost two games in three seasons, both to Alabama and the SEC title game, and they're returning Carson Beck, who last year they put a lot on his plate for a younger player and for a new starter, and he performed admirably. He's the Heisman Trophy betting favorite as of this moment. What did they gain? The hunger. the feeling that they felt they were the best team last year. They just lost the wrong game. That's not how I feel. That's how they will feel in that locker room, in that facility in Athens. That is what I think Georgia has gained from last year, and that's why they are the number one team in the country.
Ken Pomeroy does his rankings in college hoops. Greg Hargrave does Greg Palm for us. He has four Big Ten teams in the inaugural playoff mix, five from the SEC, four in the top six. I may gripe I'd put Oregon ahead of Ohio State. We will do plenty of griping when the season is here. It's 97-1.
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.